Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Treasurer Jeff Garrett about running for re-election. He's unopposed on the Republican primary ticket.
You are running for re-election for the Washington County Treasurer seat, a seat that you've held now for a while. Why did you initially decide to run for this?
I initially applied for the position after a midterm retirement. Basically, I didn't know a lot about county government at the time. I was prompted by the person who was then the county auditor to apply, and that's pretty much all there was to it.
And what does the county treasurer oversee?
The county treasurer basically has three different departments within the treasurer's office. There's the property tax and financial administration area, and then there's motor vehicle titling and registration, and then driver's license issuance.
And what do you hope to see done in the next term? I know that you don't necessarily work on policy, but are there any projects that you'd like to see addressed?
We have several things going right now as far as the driver's license department. Obviously, the flow of people in and out of our office is always a big thing for our office. So we're supposed to be getting some upgrades to our equipment in the fall, which is going to necessitate reconfiguration of our office to a certain extent to maximize the efficiency of that. So that's going to be one of the bigger things in the next year. Other than that, one of the main things that we just constantly deal with are changes, legislative changes, administrative rule changes, and just implementing those new things are just kind of an every year occurrence.
And just staying on top of those.
Trying to, yes.
And we've heard through the supervisors' meetings that there's quite a need for more space. Is that something you see in your office too?
Yes, very much so. My office is kind of, we always kind of joke that people ride together when they come to our office because we can go from having no one waiting there to having 10 people within a minute and a half. It just changes that fast. So it just happens, you know, it's just whenever people happen to arrive here and want to be taken care of. And sometimes if we have staffing, if we're not full staff, sometimes that can get to be problematic sometimes.
And ahead of this June primary, is there anything that you'd like to say to voters?
I don't know specifically. I guess I've always enjoyed working in the treasurer's office. You know, a lot of times people think that the things we do there are pretty dull and mundane. I like to think that as far as the driver's license and motor vehicle areas, that my staff works hard to try to help people kind of navigate through some of that red tape. And as far as the property tax and financial administration, it's kind of one of the less popular aspects of county government. The treasurer's office is part of the whole property tax assessment and collection system, which has a pretty negative connotation. But when you think about it, all of the programs that the county operates for the benefit of its citizens, from law enforcement to public health initiatives, or 911 communications, things like that, they all start with, have to be funded somehow. So I like to think that we have a part in providing those kind of citizens or services to our citizens.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Treasurer Jeff Garrett speaking ahead of the June primary. He's seeking re-election on the Republican ticket unopposed. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.